This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And you know what? We never say that without having immense gratitude fill our heart for the fact that you are listening wherever you're listening. We appreciate it. On the mothership, 550 K-Fire of the What's on Your Mind radio network, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090 Boomin' to the Bakken, as well as KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. Todd just sent me a really nice text that one of our listeners forwarded, and it is a photo of a tractor on the road, and says, listening to What's on Your Mind on the iHeart app. Evidently, this tractor doesn't have the latest technology with the whole radio thing, so smart man has the iHeart app up on the phone from the Makote Threshing Show Tractor Trek. Way to go. So they're listening to the show on the Tractor Trek. Love those photos. Warm our heart. So wherever you're listening, we love it.
My app there.
What's that?
You never run out of range of K-Fire if you're on your app.
That is right. We tell people often, just to, you know, go into that iHeartMedia app, type in KFYR, and then you bring us with it with you wherever you're at. Is that Roger Gelstad over there? I don't think I see Roger. Roger's from Stanley Equipment. He didn't turn his head. He could be a Roger Gelstad lookalike. I don't know. Yeah. There's a lot of folks in front of us here, and many of them have stopped by to say hi. We appreciate it. If you're coming to HusFest, where we're broadcasting live in Minot, find the Touchstone Energy Co-op booth. Follow your nose, because the rural electric cooperatives and all the folks here are baking cookies. Yes, they are. Well, that's very nice. Did you mean to give that to me, Steve? Steve from Rochester is up here on a tour, and he just handed me a cookie. Because you heard me talking about how nice they are. Now, don't feel too bad for him, because he went back to get another one. And his is even a little bit more fresh. But that was very nice of you. Thank you very much. Anyway, that's where you'll find us at HusFest. Busy hour. We're going to talk with Clint Hill. Clint has written a number of books about his experiences as a Secret Service agent. He was with the Kennedys in Dallas on that fateful day John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Actually assigned to Jackie Onassis Kennedy. Has written books about it, spoke about it all over, and he's written a new book called Five Presidents. We'll talk with him a little later on. The Indian and the white guy are going to be here. Williams and Reed, part of the entertainment for I don't know how many years at HusFest. They'll be here. My hope is they'll help solve, with humor, this ongoing state nightmare known as the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. So we're going to throw it to those two guys. After all, we have, you know, Indian and white guy represented both sides here. So we'll have them do that today on the program. So I look forward to that. We talked earlier a little bit about the Dakota Access Pipeline situation and how many law enforcement from all across the state are helping, and that we're thinking about them and appreciate them very much. And there is a neat thing going on in Bismarck this week that I want you to know about. Jerry Doan, who's the NDRA finals chairman for the rodeo finals that are taking place in Bismarck this weekend, is here to talk about not only the finals, but also how they'll be honoring our local police, sheriff, and firefighters, which I think is a marvelous thing. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good to be with you.
Ready for some rodeo?
Oh, it's going to get wild western at Bismarck Event Center this weekend. We've got the top 12 cowboys in all 9 events, so it's going to be from bull riding to saddle bronc to barrel race and to steer wrestling. It'll get wild and crazy.
Is there any better family entertainment on the planet than that?
Absolutely not, and that's the one thing we're proud about in the rodeo world. It's family, it's patriotic, it's pageantry, and it's our Western heritage. You know, Dakota Territory and North Dakota grew up in rodeo and ranching, and that's what this is all about.
It is great. I'm so thrilled you're honoring local police, sheriffs, firefighters. They're going through a tough time right now. A lot of them away from families, helping maintain the peace of this chaotic, every day it's a different, protest in a different place, in a different way to harass neighbors. It's really an unfortunate situation, and those are the folks on the front lines of that, so they need an attaboy. I'm glad you're doing that this weekend. How'd that come to be?
Well, Scott, our rodeo committee sat back in and we don't like what's happening across the country either. These folks, they protect us, they help us when we're in accidents and all those kinds of things. And we thought, what a more fitting way. And it's going to be really neat. We're going to put four firefighters, sheriff and police in the arena in the dark, put spotlights on them, have a march to the center with some really neat patriotic music, the old Western song, God Bless America, again. And then Miss Rodeo North Dakota, Megan Haig, is going to ride her horse out with the American flag, circle them, and we're all going to stand with the national anthem. And then we gave free tickets to all the firefighters and the police and the sheriff's department in the area because of our commitment to want to honor them. We're going to have them all stand. And we really want the public to come out and just show your appreciation of these folks because we need them and they haven't been treated the best.
You're absolutely right. I hear the emotion in your voice. I share it. I am so thrilled that you're doing it this weekend. And obviously, there's a lot of reasons to come to the event, but that certainly is one of them. Besides, you know, having them there, is there any particular ceremony or time where people should, if they want to see that, be there, Jerry?
Well, at Friday night, Saturday night, the rodeo kicks off at 7:00, and that'll be the opening ceremony to the rodeo. So just come a little early, and it's going to be a tremendous pageantry, and then we'll go into the wild and old west. We've got the top act in the whole nation here, the 14-time act of the year, the one-armed bandit. It's quite a story, Scott. He was electrocuted when he was 20 years old, and it blew his arm off, and he was dead for 5 minutes, and he came back to life and was saved, and he stayed an act where he puts wild buffalo. And he herds him with a mule in the arena, and he puts him on top of his horse trailer. He will ride up on top of that as well, stand up on his horse, and tip his hat to the crowd. And these are wild animals. I mean, he's been thrown off the trailer a time or two, but what a testament to a man that was dead, lost an arm, and we've taken him into 10 or 12 schools around the area here in the last few days. And he has a great message too. Yeah, you get down and out in life, things don't go your way, but you can come back and you can become something. So, again, the top act in the country, and people need to come and watch that as well.
Sounds fantastic. Get your tickets. Honor our local police, sheriff, and firefighters. Jerry, thank you so much for what you're doing. I hope folks take in the NDRA Finals Rodeo action in Bismarck all weekend at the Event Center, and appreciate you sharing a little bit of the story with us today on What's on Your Mind.
You bet. Thanks, Scott. Both you and Todd, you guys have a great day. On your way back from Minot, swing into the rodeo, Scott.
You got it. I'm on it. Thanks, and I appreciate it, Jerry. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Text welcome to at 701-226-8503. Packer fans are not allowed in here, sir. Two Packer fans, you're out. Yeah, so these guys are, you know, trash-talking me over there. This must look like the Viking outfit I have on is meant to be Norwegian, not necessarily, you know, that Viking, but never mind. Okay, a call that came in while we were chatting with Jerry there. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Good morning, Scott. I hear you talking about the pipeline demonstrations. This is not going to stop until they put a stop to it. Dalrymple needs to get the guard to do more than traffic control. Doug Doering was on the news this morning. This is anarchy.
You're talking about Doug Doering, who of course is the ag commissioner, and is no doubt. I saw his quotes in some of the stories.
An idea here.
Is concerned about what farmers and ranchers are going through right now, and it's not good. And they're not alone. Even the position we're putting law enforcement in. Reinforcements are necessary, so I'm with you. Texter says, why not give out the governor's phone number and encourage people to call him to crack down on the protesters? I think people know how to get a hold of the governor, and if you feel strongly about it, I'd let every elected leader know you want resolution. You really do. Texter says, the Fed overrides state issues by exercising groups the power of the purse. Essentially saying, we acknowledge this is a state issue, but if you don't want to, we'll cut your education funding. If you do what you want, we'll cut your education funding, infrastructure funding, whatever. It's how Montana went from reasonable and prudent to a solid number for a speed limit. I would guess a great majority of these pipeline protesters are getting a check for being native. If we're going to pause those checks as we don't need to be paying people to participate in illegal activity, the protests would dissolve. Pause the checks, the entire tribes, and they will, through peer pressure, pull their own back home, and fast. Enforce sanctions against foreign countries who are acting in a threatening manner. The chairman keeps pointing out they are a sovereign nation. Let's treat them as such if that's what they want. Another says, would farm rescue be helpful to farm families in the protest area? How about North Dakota Stockmen's Association to ranch families in that area? Well, yeah, I think you want some semblance of a plan, and if you say Farm Rescue does this or Stockman's does that, I'm done hearing stories about how farmers and ranchers are being harassed. Done. So, you know, whether it's Farm Rescue or Stockman's Association or whatever, somebody's going to step in. I would hope that we do it through law and order. And again, I know we say this is a federal problem. They're asleep at the switch as usual. Something has to be done. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years' experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now at Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Kildare and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Bottineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Piper's today to get your free Piper's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Piper's.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
My wife and I aren't home much. Between work and the kids' activities, we're always on the go. We're missing a lot of calls to our home phone number. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, callers to our home can choose which one of us they want to talk to. And the call is forwarded right to our cell phone, no matter where we are. And since we don't need a landline anymore, we're saving over $25 every month. We've been customers for almost 2 years now, and it works perfectly. OurOldNumber.com. Make your home phone number as mobile as you are.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Not North Dakota, the time-honored tradition that is HussFest, brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And we're at the Touchstone booth. They do a lot of great work in providing reliable, affordable energy. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is all about making sure they have the ability to do that in the future and fighting what is largely a a war on coal, which is, of course, the source of this affordable energy, this reliable energy. We in North Dakota have an 800-year, 8 to 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal. Pretty extraordinary. And, again, it provides affordable, reliable electricity for not only North Dakota, but we're largely an energy export state to Minnesota and other states as well. Find out more about what the Clean Power Plan would do in the way of a disruption to all of that at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Well, we are honored to welcome to the program an individual that has written some fabulous books about his experiences serving five presidents, of course, most famous for being on the security Secret Service detail for Jacqueline Onassis, then the First Lady, and in Dallas the day that John F. Kennedy was shot. Clint Hill, who has written a new book, Five Presidents, My Extraordinary Journey with Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, and Ford. He and his co-author, Lisa McCubbin, are both here. How are you two?
Doing great.
Yes, doing just fine. Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Nice to have you here. I've seen Mr. Hill before at Concordia College, because you're a graduate of the school in Moorhead that many people in these parts are familiar with.
I'm a loyal cobber, that's correct.
A loyal cobber. How about you, Lisa? Where are you from?
I graduated from Babson College in Boston.
Wow. How'd you meet Mr. Hill?
I was writing a book with another Secret Service agent, and we got to a part where we needed some information that only he had, and he hesitatingly agreed to meet with me for 2 hours, and at that time he told me he would never write a book himself. But he made a mistake and gave me his phone number, and I started calling him and didn't let up, and now we've written three books together.
That's correct.
That's so cool. So, Clint, what do you think is one thing everybody should know about Secret Service agents and what they do that maybe isn't commonly known?
Well, they are very dedicated, very determined to fulfill the mission of the Secret Service. One of the missions is to provide protection for not only the president and vice president and other people within this country, but also for visiting heads of state, heads of government. A lot of people don't know that towards the end of September every year there's a General Assembly meeting in New York City at the United Nations where over 100 heads of state come, and the Secret Service is responsible for each and every one of those people, which means the entire organization pretty much moves to New York City for that period of time to provide protection. They're very dedicated and determined. Now, recently there have been some problems, but those problems have been corrected, and they're right now on the road to recovery, and I credit that to Joe Clancy, who is the new director of the Secret Service.
You were part of history in Dallas, Texas, on that fateful day that John F. Kennedy was hit. Does that day stay with you every day of your life still?
Oh, yes. I'm reminded every day by something of my relationship with the Kennedys and what happened in Dallas on November 22nd, 1963.
What question or questions still in your mind have not been resolved about all that?
Well, motivation is the one thing we never were able to really determine, because he was shot and killed on November 24th by Jack Ruby. But we have a pretty good idea that his motivation was, as is the motivation for many what we call lone wolves who strike out and all of a sudden surface, are known to law enforcement previous to that time, and that is that they can't get along in society. They're loners, can't hold a job, marriages fail, they try to gain recognition, they're unable to do so, and in that process they just deteriorate to the point where they do something really terrible and rash, and that in this case was shoot the President of the United States. Similar types individual to Lee Oswald did the same thing. And, for example, that congresswoman down in Arizona that was shot, that was the same type of individual who did that. And the same type of individual that shot President Reagan, same type of individual shot George Wallace. And you go on and
common
on.
Common theme.
It is.
You could fill a museum with the conspiracy theories about the Kennedy assassination. Do you buy any of them?
There's a new theory every day. And that's exactly what they are, theories.
Yeah.
There's no fact involved in any of them. And I haven't found one yet that has any basis to believe.
Lisa, talk about this new book and what you are most excited about that's in it.
Well, I think, like you, most people know Clint as that courageous man who was on the back of the limousine protecting President and Mrs. Kennedy on November 22nd, 1963. But I think many people thought, well, he left the Secret Service after that because nobody knew what he really did. And what he ended up doing was he stayed with Jacqueline Kennedy for a year following the assassination. And then he was reassigned by the Secret Service to protect President Johnson. And from there, he went on and became the agent in charge of presidential protection for Johnson, and then went on and served Nixon and Ford, and ended up retiring at age 43 as the assistant director of all protective forces. So he went through so many historical moments, iconic moments. The transition from Richard Nixon to Gerald Ford was one of those iconic moments, going through Watergate, Vietnam with Johnson, and I say he's kind of like Forrest Gump. You know, he shows up at these moments in history, and there's Clint right there.
Pretty amazing.
Attached to it.
Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, and Ford. Who, behind closed doors, had the best character out of that group?
Well, they all were different, very different. Different personalities, different likes, different dislikes.
Who'd you like the best out of that group?
Well, I got along with all five of them somewhat. Better with some than others. I don't have a favorite.
Any scoundrel in the bunch?
Well, no, but I wouldn't call any of them scoundrels. I would say that one of those five individuals got himself in a lot of trouble. And that was what, you know, you remember that Nixon created what they call the enemies list?
Yeah.
He forgot a name. He should have put number one, Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Yeah, himself.
Because he was
right.
His own worst enemy.
Yeah, he was, absolutely. Being in that world and being that connected to the power and the things they have, is it hard to leave it? You miss it?
Well, I miss it very much so. I told the director, I said, if I were younger and I was able, I would be back there right now because I really enjoyed it that much.
I can't even imagine just the day-to-day adrenaline of the whole thing has got to be pretty incredible.
Well, it is. It's very rough on your nerves and your mental system as well as your physical well-being because you wear out, you know, you're working 12 to 18 hours every day.
If you ever get a chance to see Clint, he'll do it. It's worth it for sure. And, of course, the books are great, too. The new one, Five Presidents, My Extraordinary Journey with Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, and Ford. Clint Hill and Lisa McCubbin with us today. Thank you both.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Signing books here at Host Fest and presenting every day at 2:30.
Awesome. Every day at 2:30, signing books, so get it signed. You got to get the book signed for sure. And Bernie Burgraff says hi.
Thank you. Hello, Bernie.
More coming up on What's in Your Mind from Host Fest. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter. And you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks view them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, over 26 million pieces of glass, and they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one, add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free, plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms. 701-793-0710.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
North Dakotan on the planet today, the guy that his name is David Johnson. There's a lot of David Johnsons in this world, but this is the guy that actually was out at the Ryder Cup yesterday and was kind of, well, he was heckling the guys from the Ryder Cup, and all of a sudden he ends up putting and makes a putt, and you know, there's a big bet going on, and so a lot of fun. If you heard their story, it's hilarious. He's from Mayville, North Dakota, so that'll be coming up a little later on in the program today, so stay tuned for that as well. I'm going to go live on Facebook with our next guest as well, which I'm really looking forward to. But right now I can only see me. That's not good.
That's good.
No, yeah.
That's good.
Is that good? No.
I don't look that good this early in the morning.
Come over this way, well, Bruce, which, if you
well,
would.
You're, yeah,
if you would, because we want to. We're on camera. See,
you only got half screen there. That isn't one of those
I don't know how that works.
Samsung 7s that just blows up.
Yeah.
And
now you're getting messages.
To
oh, you're getting nasty messages.
Oh, yeah. He's getting some.
Said something about the Indian and the white guy on the radio.
How did you get
about,
in it?
Something about we miss you on our porn site.
I didn't see that. Where did you see that?
It texted me, wasn't it? Not him.
You know, it just came in there. I saw it on the screen.
See, Terry's purposely hiding.
You know,
Terry's there. Yeah, there they are, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
How about a hand for Williams and Ree, everybody?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Exactly right.
Hey.
Hello. Stars of Hoosfest are here with us.
Come close. Come around here. Come over here close.
Yeah. Don't be afraid of the Indian. He doesn't have any communicable diseases.
No. And
this year.
No. Does anyone have any wine on them?
Yeah. And if you have a question right there, you just pony up to the microphone there, and we'll you can ask questions.
Oh, dear, this is like Hillary and Trump. You're going to have
this is a debate.
Ask us questions.
Yeah, exactly. This is a town hall meeting.
I didn't know she was only 13. You told me.
Oh,
I was 42 at the time.
Well, that's Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Exactly right.
Excuse me.
So, are you guys following this Dakota Access Pipeline thing at all?
Yes.
Yes.
So, would you play the part of the Dakota Access Pipeline since you're the white guy?
No.
No? And,
I don't.
He has no idea what's going
on. We're on the same side.
He just knows there's a pipeline going through near a reservation, and the Indians have finally learned how to protest, and we're not going to let this happen. We have learned from the black people and some white people how to protest.
Yes. So this would be like a Black Lives Matter.
Exactly. All we want to do is save the damn water so it doesn't kill you white people. That's all we want to
do. Yeah, because they got to keep going to them casinos.
That's right.
Is that the deal?
Yes.
We
got the forebears out there and it'll die.
Yeah.
You know, the oil's damn near killing it now. So
how is the oil killing it?
Well, there's nobody out there gambling.
Well, that's because of the protest.
Yes. No. The Indians don't gamble. The white people gamble.
Yeah.
We don't have money to gamble like you white people do.
No.
So, by the way, how do Indians get around?
How do we get around?
Yeah.
I've got an Escalade. I don't know how you get around.
Okay. Well, how do you power it?
I power it with
oil.
Oil. Yeah. So what's your beef? I'm lost while you're...
We just don't want it there.
Yeah.
Put that pipeline through Bismarck, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's right.
Ain't nothing there but dumb Germans.
Is it somebody else's water? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
I see. How do you live with this?
You know,
how do we? I'm trying to get a compromise here, and there's nothing.
I'm just thankful I picked an Indian.
Are you?
Yeah. If I'd have picked a Mexican, where would I be? He'd have a wall around him.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. High wall.
Yes, a high
Trump's going to do that.
Who's going to pay for the wall?
Mexicans.
Are Mexicans.
Mexicans.
Yeah, all right.
Yes. Right. We're going to charge them every time they wire money home. Figured this out.
Is that how it works?
That's how it
American Express.
That's right.
I knew they were paying somehow. I didn't know. Mechanically how that was going to be done. But that would work.
You need to buy some stock in
MoneyGram or something. Union.
Yeah, no, not MoneyGram. That's Walmart. They got enough money.
Mm-hmm.
Western Union. You got to keep them going.
Yep. See this crowd here? See this crowd here? Isn't this beautiful?
It is.
These are beautiful people and stuff.
There are.
That's what the Husfest is all about.
Isn't
it's all about the people. And it's about trust. These people are trusting that no one among them has had lutefisk and is going to break loose here.
Right.
You know, so it's all about trust.
They are close together.
Yes.
So that is quite trusting.
Have you eaten lutefisk?
I've caulked some windows with it, but I've never eaten it. No, I wouldn't touch this stuff with a 10-foot pole. They're groaning out there. They're groaning.
You have caulked some windows.
I have, yeah. It works beautifully. It's cheaper, too.
And I'll bet the birds don't fly into the windows either.
No. They stay the heck away from that mess.
The smell alone will drive a hyena away from a fresh kill. This is just not right.
This stuff should be illegal. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do they have health inspectors in Minot?
I don't think so. Uh-huh. I don't think they do because I've seen, I heard on radio, you can buy lutefisk by the can. In the can here at the grocery store.
Yeah.
At the marketplace.
And Canadians are smuggling it over the border.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that qualify as a weapon of mass destruction?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm a little worried about that.
It's terrible.
Inform the FBI.
Well, you know the FBI is not as good as they used to be.
Yeah.
You know, when J. Edgar was in there, he got things done.
Yeah.
But these guys,
he's an FBI.
Yeah.
He's a freaking big Indian.
Yeah, that's right. These guys today, they're kind of wimpy.
You think so?
Yeah. Like the guy that...
J. Edgar Hoover wore a dress. What are you talking about?
Well, not in public.
Not true, There was that little thing, Exactly right. We need to get...
That's all right. I don't need to.
No,
be
I want him. Yeah. There we go.
There, that's a nice show.
Ridiculous. Is this a good picture?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are a good picture too, actually. So we'll turn it around on you.
Wave
now. Everybody wave. Everybody wave.
Yes.
There they are, ladies and gentlemen.
Some of them you can see have shoulder problems, but
What's that all?
Get that arm up there.
Anybody have any questions for Bruce or Terry, Williams and Reed? Come on up here. Come on up. Ask your question right there.
How come you boys never come to Western Canada to perform?
To Western Canada?
Alberta.
Alberta.
Calgary, Medicine Hat.
We go to...
We were just in Calgary. We were at the brand new...
Country Thunder.
Calgary,
yes.
Country Thunder.
We were there for 3 days?
3 days.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, yeah.
And 3 days.
And be again next August, 18, 19, 20, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And
I thought it was a lutefisk thing that had you scared away. No?
No. And they have big acts up there. And then we do Camrose. We'll be at Camrose next
Big Valley Jamboree.
Next summer.
Yeah.
The Big Valley Jamboree. They're 25th or...
And then the whatever. Indian has some children up there from the last time we were up there.
Well, there were some Hutterite women up there.
Oh, my God.
There's some big-headed half-Indian, half-Hutterite.
Does he always do the big head jokes?
Yes, he does.
Is that right? Are you getting tired of it?
No. I have a huge head. My head's bigger than Bill Clinton's. here's my Bill Clinton.
That's your Bill Clinton impression? Yeah. That's good. That we got on camera.
Yeah.
That we have, yeah.
Yeah.
We're almost getting this right here now.
Yeah, so I was watching the...
there we go.
Clinton News Network this morning.
Yeah?
That's CNN. What you call it? Clinton News Network?
CNN.
CNN.
They're all in for Clinton.
Yeah.
And there's ABC. They all? There's
except
ABC.
For Fox, aren't they all?
Yeah.
What's ABC?
ABC is all about Clinton.
All about Clinton. Okay.
All about Clinton. Yeah.
What did you see on CNN this morning?
Well, I can't remember now.
No? Was that bad?
No. I saw the guy on making the putt, though. And
did you?
I thought that was cool.
We're going to talk to him here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we have him on the program.
Yeah.
Is he here?
He's not here. He's still at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah. He'll probably be there all weekend.
Oh.
Two shows a day.
Is that this weekend?
Watching the golf.
Try it is.
Yeah.
Yes. They put a $100 bill down. He was heckling them, and they put a $100 bill. He said, I could make that. I said, bet you $100 you can't make it. So they put the $100 bill down there, put the ball down. He knocked it in.
Incredible. Yeah, crowd went crazy. You guys hear about that?
Yeah.
And he's from Mayville, North Dakota.
Yeah.
Where the hell is Mayville?
Well, it's between Grand Forks and Fargo, basically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've been through there.
Middle of the city.
Yeah.
I don't,
big in Mayville.
Many times. Huge. Yeah. He's huge in Mayville.
Yeah, but I can't remember going through there.
Who's going to win this presidential race?
Oh, Trump.
Trump's going to win it?
Trump is our leader. He will be our leader. I was just talking to a guy about it, and he said, you know, they all say that Trump is so crazy that, you know, he's gonna hit the button. And I thought, well, you know, I don't think he's that crazy. And then he said, but if you think about it, the Korean guys or the Chinese guys who are going to hit the button, they say, I'm not hitting the button. That crazy guy will hit the button. So I think it's kind of a win-win situation.
Might be a little deterrence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't be doing that.
You think Trump's going to win?
I'm going to have to take the other side on this one.
You think Clinton wins?
I'm going to vote for Jill Stein.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. We know better. Who's, by the way, wanted in North Dakota. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yes.
What? Yes.
She's
spray-painted.
Vandalizing bulldozers.
She spray-painted something on the bulldozer.
For God's sake, don't let Trump find out about this. He hates women as it is.
Yeah.
Well, now, I thought you liked him. Why would you say that? That's what CNN says about him.
That's what they say. Yeah. Everybody's saying that he hates women. Yeah. He doesn't hate women. Have you seen his wife, for God's sake?
Well, yeah.
In fact, all of his wives were damn good looking, I thought.
Yeah.
So you know.
That's a problem, though. That's a problem.
No, you know,
when you have that many wives.
No, you know, it's like in the past, you know, there was, like when women used to get married, they used to wear white.
Yeah,
and people thought, why did...
Well, white symbolized virginity and purity.
Yeah. But it didn't. I mean, it wasn't that reason, because some of these women had been naughty before they did that.
Mm-hmm.
And so wearing white was not... The reason they wore white was that so the dishwasher would match the other appliances.
Now times have changed.
I love it. You know what I want to do? I want to smack this crowd.
See how times have changed? I mean, women are not the chief cook and bottle washer anymore.
No.
You know, they have their own jobs, and they need to be recognized for their service to not only to the community, but to their own families.
He just tries to suck up.
Yeah, he is really, he is going for the female vote.
Right now.
He and Jill Stein.
That's right.
Show of hands, how many people think Trump's going to win?
All right, how many think Hillary's going to win?
Okay, how many of you are not voting and are Canadian?
Well, there's more Trump than Clinton, but a lot of folks just plain don't know.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun. Hey, you two are fabulous. Thanks for all you do here at HustFest and keeping us laughing.
Thanks, Scotty.
It's so important.
It is important to
gotta laugh.
Yes.
Aye, lad.
And you two are the best at it.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it.
I saw him first at the Plainsman Motel in Huron, South Dakota in 1982. Long time ago.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Williams and Reed, folks, on.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
Tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Deduzer of Marion. The NDSU Pest Management app for smartphones and tablets is available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU Pest Management into the search bar and click enter. The NDSU Pest Management app will appear and can be downloaded for free. The North Dakota Soybean Council is a proud supporter of this project. Some of the tools in the app give users the ability to search by crop or pest to find the solutions to problems or recommended treatments. Growers also can save or mark their favorite areas. Pictures of pests, weeds, and diseased plants are included to make in-field comparisons. There are also special tools specifically designed for weed selection to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
At HustFest, thanks to our friends at Touchstone Energy Cooperatives for hosting us here. Cookies are great. Hospitality is wonderful. We're brought to you this hour by What's by our friends at OurOldNumber.com. What's on your minds brought to you by our friends at OurOldNumber.com. Now you and your family can experience the freedom of having your home telephone number be as mobile as you are. No more missed calls when you're not at home. No more telemarketers during dinner. Learn all about this fantastic service by visiting OurOldNumber.com. And last day today to get the activation fee waived for being a What's On Your Mind listener. Call them at 800-774-0530 or OurOldNumber.com. Steve Hallstrom is down at Ryder Cup and caught up with the most famous North Dakotan on the planet these days, who was in, I don't know, this story is just great. Everybody's seen it. It's fabulous. But for folks that haven't, I guess, give us a little recap of what happened yesterday, Steve. It's pretty cool. David Johnson, Mayville, North Dakota, is the guy in the middle of this great story, right?
Exactly. This Ryder Cup update brought to you by Shields. And Scotty, like you said, there's some Minnesota nicety this weekend, but yesterday it was actually a North Dakotan that was center stage at Hazeltine National. His name is David Johnson, an insurance agent from Mayville. One minute, he was at the eighth green watching three of the European guys play a practice round. And then the next minute, after a bit of friendly heckling, he was on the putting green himself. What happened next?
You're right. It has been amazing. You're right. It has been amazing, wild, unexpected. Not really. We showed up. We were here for about a half hour. We went to number eight. That was actually the first group that came through, McIlroy, Rose, and Stenson. They hit their tee shots. McIlroy stuck it to about between 12 and 15 feet. They walk up, and him and Sullivan took, you know, two or three cracks at the putt. Couldn't make the putt, and we're talking about the putt, and for some reason I yelled out, I could make that putt. And Hendrick actually turned around and kind of looked at me and goes, who said that? I said, I could make that putt. And he said, well, come make the putt. Well, I went through the ropes. I asked the security guard, is this okay? You know, and can I come through? And he said, yeah, thanks for asking. I got out there. Really, at that point, I'm just soaking it in. In my head, I go, there's no way this putt is going in. You know, I got a 13-foot, maybe 15, probably 45 is what it looked like in my head, at the Ryder Cup with three of the best golfers in the world. And I just walked around. I surveyed the surveyed the putt, just looked at it. I looked at the punt. I, like I said, enjoyed the moment. Got up about to hit. Rose comes running up. He goes, he puts $100 down next to the ball. I looked at it. I go, what's going? What are you doing? He goes, yeah, huh? Make the putt. I actually stepped back and I go, first of all, you gave me Sullivan's putter, which is 28 inches, tiny putter. I go, can you at least give me DJ's? At least give me something that I can use here. And they got a good chuckle out of that. I still, in my head, is this is not even going to get close. And so I hit the putt I saw and somehow I found the bottom of the cup. And it's been amazing. It's been so much fun.
What's it feel like to be the center of the sports world today?
Truthfully, it hasn't sunk in yet, to be completely honest. I guess I wouldn't say that I'm the center of the sports world. I had fun. It was great. It was a great experience. But that's about it, I guess.
I saw the putt. It was rolling pretty good. You weren't going to leave that one short, were you?
Well, it's funny because afterwards, Team Europe come grab me, and then I walked down it to the driving range, and I sat there, and I talked with Hendrick, and I talked with Ricky, and both those guys go, hey, if that didn't hit the back of the cup, there was no chance. I go, well, I know that. But it went in. I saw, that was the putt I wanted to hit.
Now, are you like a two handicap? Are you a scratch golfer? What's your story on the links?
If it's not windy, dead calm, no trees, I'm about an 8. North Dakota, I'm about a 20 handicap. And not a scratch golfer.
How's it feel to put Mayville on the map a little bit here at the Ryder Cup?
It was fun. It was fun. Hey, Still unbelievable.
Worst memory of a lifetime?
Bar none. I don't know what could beat that.
You're not going to spend that C note, are you?
Not a chance. All the boys signed it for me, so I got that's going in a way too expensive frame in my office.
Now, David says that he's gotten calls from just about everybody. CBS Evening News, ESPN, Fox Sports Radio, New York Times. Everybody has wanted to talk to him. What a moment. Morning matches are underway. USA leads in two of them. Europe leads in one, and one is all square. Since 1902, Shields has been the retailer for all your sporting good needs in North Dakota. The golf season is almost behind us, so gear up for this fall's hunt at Shields. From duck calls to boots to trail cameras, Shields has everything you need to make your hunt the most memorable. When it comes to gear and expert advice, the good folks at Shields say, we're right there with you, right there in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead. So, Scotty, David Johnson did not buy a single drink for himself last night at Hazeltine. I think everybody else that was wearing American colors did that for him.
It's such a great story. He really is, and he's just so genuine and fun about it, and what a great get for us to have him on the program, and so glad you got to catch up with him. Like you say, everybody wants to talk to the guy because it's a big story and a lot of fun, and really added some fun North Dakota flavor to the Ryder Cup, too. So appreciate the updates, and we'll be watching the activities of the weekend. And, of course, listening for your updates brought to you by Shields. Thanks a bunch, sir.
You bet, Scotty. Glad to do it.
All right, folks, we're out of time. By golly, darn it, anyway. We'll do it all over again. Lots of HustFest left, though. Come take that in. Monday on the program, Republican candidate for Governor Doug Burgum will join us on the program. And also, Trooper Talk. Love those. Your chance to chat with members of the North Dakota Highway Patrol and ask any and all questions and also get an update on the resources they have in the Dakota Access Pipeline protest situation. God bless you, folks, from HustFest. Bye-bye.
Philadelphia Eagle quarterback and former Bison great Carson Wentz.
Shields was always the place I went for everything. If I needed hockey gear, if I needed football gear, if I needed a baseball bat, glove, cleats, shoes, you name it, I was bothering my parents to take me there to get me whatever I needed. I was always on the go, always busy, always trying to play something, so Shields had everything I needed.
Shields, we are right there with you, and right there in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here from What's On Your Mind. Looking forward to the 10th annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference Tuesday, October 11th at the Bismarck State College. Register now at energynd.com/events. Registration $95 through October 6th. You'll hear from officials of IHS Energy, the Pew Charitable Trust, and MISO Energy too. Platinum sponsors include Elite and Elite Companies, ConocoPhillips, Next Era Energy Resources, Geronimo Energy, Whiting and Tesoro. Register now at energynd.com/events. Click on the 2016 event button for more details.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.